to Savvy, Booked, and Blessed, a podcast for bold female leaders making bold moves. I'm your host, Devin A. Thaxton, founder and CEO of Pro Savvy Strategic Performance Agency. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you can be our next guest. Let's get started. Hi, welcome to Savvy, Booked, and Blessed. In this episode, we have with us best-selling author, psychologist, and emotional scientist, Dr. Tracy Thomas, founder of Dr. Tracy, Inc. As an award-winning psychologist, Dr. Tracy Thomas has spent the last 20-plus years pioneering the work in emotional sensitivity. She has been published in hundreds of media platforms like Shape, Women's Health Magazine, Men's Health Magazine, Self, and Red Book. She has also appeared as a media expert on emotional sensitivity on outlets such as CBS, Empower Her, Mind Body Green, Live Strong, and more. She is the author of the best-selling books topping Amazon charts and in the top 10 on the Wall Street Journal best-selling list for her books, The Commitments and The Method. Dr. Tracy's newest book and best-selling book, The Commitments, is now available on Amazon. Hi, Dr. Tracy.
Hello, Devin A. And hello, everybody. It is fabulous to be here with you.
Also, like, you know, lots of snaps around because I loved reading all the things about you. You go, girls. You get on those media outlets. I love to see it.
It's been a really good run. It's been a really awesome career of just contributing and all these different outlets. It's so fun, Devin A., because it's a little bit of getting that emotional upgrade in different parts of our world, really. Yeah. So thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, okay. First question, what is emotional sensitivity? Like, tell us all the things.
Yeah, this is really important because there are so many people that are really sensitive, creative, compassionate, empathic beings. Mm. Who are very much here with a very important purpose and drive to live that purpose. But emotional sensitivity is a way that people can end up being miscategorized as having like negative emotions and stuff like that. But really, emotional sensitivity is this very amazing intuition and ability to feel a lot. And yet what we want to be able to do is have that sensitivity be our greatest asset. Mm. Rather than a liability, because sensitive people really feel what's going on, not only themselves and other people. And it's really an important category so that people don't have to go, you know, I have anxiety, depression, addiction, ADD, procrastination. It's like really understanding that this is a constitution that is a very intuitive thing, but also a very powerful thing. And so I'm excited for us to talk about how people can be in their power as sensitive people.
Yeah. So how would you know if you're one of those people? Like, are there kind of some, you know, telltale signs? I feel like lately everyone's like, you know, I'm an empath or I'm sensitive to energies and whatever. Right. And I'm not here to gatekeep by any means, but I'm like, how do you know? Also, like, I'm an Aries and like double fire sign and whatever. So how do you know?
I got it. So all of my years of being one and being a person who is very, I've always been sensitive, intuitive, but also very blessed with drive and the capacity to utilize that. All of my years of understanding this and working with people who came for consultations and became clients, a lot of them, if they were selected into our programs, the number one thing is they tended to know this. They felt it from the very beginning, their earliest years. When I asked them, were you somebody that always felt things pretty intensely and really had a sense of a bunch of stuff going on, even, you know, might've felt bad, it might've felt difficult, but at a very early age recognized, like, you know, things are kind of intense but I know what's going on. And maybe even as a little one, kind of wished you could say it to people who were struggling around you because you had some intuition going on way back then. And yet the telltale signs in general, sorry, there seems to be something going on outside my office window, but we're going with it. we're going to be focused here. So the telltale signs are a lot of awareness really just a, you could call it feeling, but it's a lot of awareness. And that awareness can also be very distracting, but it's also the thing that has you know what someone's feeling and also allows you to provide a solution for them. So it's really amazing at its core.
Yeah, that's interesting. Cause I feel like you mentioned solution, and I feel like that could be a big thing that might be missing if people are kind of a little bit more open and sensitive, that sometimes they can get like washed away or kind of taken over and not able to either provide themselves solutions or other people's solutions.
Devani, this is why I made this my life's purpose, and I was really called to do it. I really followed my purpose about it because what I recognize is that there were just all of these things where somebody would be feeling angry or depressed or anxious or afraid or overwhelmed. All of these things they're all about being able to sense not only what's going on now, but potential things. Like if I do this, that it might not work out. So this sensitivity is like the person can feel backwards, they can feel forwards, they can feel all around them. And you're right, this is for many people a burden rather than the way that we help people make it absolutely, it's their total asset and their amazing firepower, it's their fuel.
Yeah.
And what happens without them understanding is that they end up getting lumped in, first and foremost, they probably early on started getting called sensitive.
Sure.
You're too emotional.
Yeah.
And they're the people with the most heart and purpose, but then they, to your point, they can also just quite honestly get their asses kicked by all the stuff they can feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they can end up in the mental health matrix, if you will, trying to fix these symptoms when really this is a gift. And when they know how to use it and harness it correctly, they're here to change the world with it.
Right. Yeah. I'm so happy that people like you exist, meaning that there isn't, you know, you mentioned these boxes of these like mental, you know, diagnosis or whatever, and that it's not always so simple, you know, not that we're saying that, you know, talk to your doctor and take the things like being very clear, you know, but also it may be simpler than that. It may be more complex than that. And, you know, there's more avenues now to learn about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're reminding me, Devani, that something very important too, that making that shift from corporate trainer into the world of psychology, knowing there was something really important I was supposed to be doing as I did these consultations, person after person would basically have the same set of stuff with some variation, but it was always hitting on things like, you know, again, sensitive, overwhelm, procrastination, distraction, struggle following through, frustration, irritation, and depression, anxiety, stuff like that, and ADHD, but not having all these treatments work. Mm-hmm. And the larger profile, if somebody had gone through, like, say they were in their 40s, and they'd been sensitive that long.
Yeah.
Then they have the autoimmune, the leaky gut, and they have many more physical manifestations of being a sensitive person. And what I found in working with all these sensitive people is that when you make the shift emotionally, all of these symptoms transformed, including all their physical symptoms. So I really found this profile that is like, okay, these people really need a solution because the biggest part, Devani, is that it was impacting for so many was their career, their business, and their finances because they were stuck in all of this.
Sure.
So, you know, this is very important because people have a very big mission to do and they want to be productive and they want to be successful. So for anybody recognizing this in themselves, this often ends up in their this ends up impacting their businesses big time.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you feel like, you know, when they're not understanding themselves that they're like, they're feeling stuck in their businesses or their finances are out of whack or they don't, their loss of control, like how does that kind of manifest?
What it is it's the simultaneous feeling of like the deepest desire to contribute and be of purpose and be successful and know that that's like who they really are. Mm-hmm. And then this feeling that there is something in the way of that. And they try to figure out and all these, all, like, do this and do this. And really, there's something in the way of that. And they feel like, why am I going slower than other people? I'm just as smart. Mm-hmm. I know what's going on. And they see this show up in their results, and especially the financial piece. And what it is, Devonay, is a feeling of like, I want to go ahead and I feel behind. Mm. And that feeling of feeling behind is also added to that I don't have what I need to succeed, and how freaking scary that is for people.
Yeah.
When they've actually got this superpower, but they need to know how to channel it. Because when you are aware of everything, you got to be able to focus on very specific things and, right, and essentially be trained how to do that. Because right, this is the difference for some people and many of my clients. This is a difference between somebody living a life of scarcity and somebody being a 20 millionaire.
Right. We're
talking about swings like that,
yeah,
which are huge. So right, the cost is big, but the reward of using your sensitivity as a gift is tremendous. It's a massive upgrade.
Right. So when someone is in tune with themselves and have learned how to use that gift, like, what are some, I don't know, practical ways, I guess, that that may show up, or like scenarios where that would show up?
Yeah. So I'm just thinking about a client, a husband and wife, and we started helping her first, mm-hmm, for addiction, because addiction is one of the other parts of that profile that I don't know if I mentioned, because ultimately when somebody's really living an intense experience, it makes sense to do things that sort of tamp that down and calm the waters of all the stuff that you feel. So,
right,
this couple came for help for her addiction. And through the course of understanding that this was emotional sensitivity, and what we really discovered is that it was both of them.
Hmm.
So that had him join in and do a program as well.
Yeah.
Recognizing that what was going on is they were both very sensitive and reactive together.
Hmm.
For them, not only transforming this sensitivity into strength for her changed everything about their family. Their kids are all operating at the top level of their grades and everything. Right. Family super calm. And the dad, the husband, I just had a message from him. This is the third year in a row that he has now doubled his income. And one of his biggest fears, even though he was already successful when he started,
sure,
was like this fear, always this fear of catastrophe, which is part of being sensitive.
Yeah.
And in reality, even when they were coming for a program with the primary driver of it being addiction and recovery.
Right.
They've ended up, because it's his business, but it's their business. They've ended up doubling their income 3 years in a row for something that he was actually afraid and she was afraid to deal with in the first place.
Right.
So the way that could happen is if as we were shifting their reactivity within themselves, then everything. So for him, as he's interacting with all his potential clients, he's able to actually use that sensitivity as the strength.
Yeah.
So everywhere he was up-leveling his clients' lives, things just keep exponentially multiplying.
Right. Being able to tap into what the client is needing, or what they're saying but not really saying, or
and the things that they needed to shift, each of them with their own selves, instead of feeling like, oh my god, wait, don't, once they were able to recognize, both of them, that this was a gift, and that they could utilize it to know what was needed, exactly what is somebody needing, and also to speak very intentionally and very, which is a big part of the process that we do to transform people.
Yeah.
This made it so every interaction he had with people went from a person who meant well, but was really freaking scared and overwhelmed,
sure,
to a person that knew, I'm not just selling a family a house. We are creating a brand new life for them.
Right.
And that sensitivity, that is actually what that person's really doing.
Yeah.
And connecting to that has the client connect to that. And then instead of being a real estate agent, you are literally somebody that is transforming somebody's life. And that has an exponential quality for the clients who then take that with them. And then it ends up making a lot of money for people without having to try,
yeah,
which is a really lovely thing.
Right. I was going to say, you know, like as business owners and entrepreneurs, I don't know about anyone else, but selling and the feeling of like being salesy, right? Just like the car dealership, the salesperson, or the door-to-door, whatever. Yeah. I bet, you know, being able to tap into those things, and that's definitely something that I love to do when it's just meeting a person where they're at and being able to hear them and understand them and, you know, active listening in a sense, but being able to create a sense of maybe calm if they're feeling stressed about it and checking in. And instead of, here's the package, here's what I can sell you, here's what I can do for you, you're welcome. You know, like being able to meet where they're at.
Yeah. Exactly. Because when we really break that process down, and I know it has this name, and when we really break it down, what we're doing is we're connecting with somebody with what the reality is that they want.
Yeah.
And when you're this emotional sensitivity that allows us to be connected, allows people to feel like, oh, you can actually understand this, not just intellectually,
right,
but emotionally.
Yes.
What that brings out of a person is something they may not feel like, it's not that they couldn't talk to somebody about it, but somebody may not even fully expand that the way that a sensitive person could go, okay, so you want this type of house, but let's talk about the life that you are wanting to live here.
Right.
That's a whole nother quality. And then as you're providing that, you're really matching up in a way that other people might not be able to do, because we've all had experiences, unfortunately, where you're saying, I was clear, and then how did this turn out this way? Mm. But that whole process of truly being able to know what a person needs and provide it to them and help them provide it to themselves.
Right.
Call that whatever you want. That is life transformation. And that's the reality of it.
Yeah, completely agree. Completely agree. Tell us a little bit more about your newest book.
Yes. Okay. I'm so excited. The Commitments is all about this process that I'm talking about, Devonay. It is about number one, being connected to yourself. Mm. Number one commitment. It is about recognizing that the connection to you is where all of the intelligence is.
Sure.
It's where you actually can know, am I in an intention or am I in a reaction? Which is one of the most important, like if you, this is a life skill right here that for the rest of all of your lives will change you. When you're connected with yourself, you can know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is always, again, am I in a reaction or am I in an intention? And if I'm in a reaction, my connection with myself can help me start to move it into an intention.
Yeah.
Right. And then, so that second part is really that second commitment is to go really, it is about being intentional. So it's to go connected, intent, then be intentional. What is the intention? So for example, if somebody's, when somebody's like, all right, hang on, let me just be connected here. What's going on?
Yeah.
So this was one, I just had a client. We just moved a client through this one. What it was that she was feeling like something was gripping her, right? Feel like something's gripping her. And when we connected to what she wanted to feel and we hold the space, that's like, oh, what do I want to feel? I want to feel uplifting, right? And now we start to focus on that. So shifting from a reaction to an intention to go, I want to feel uplifting.
Yeah.
The moment I say it, just so you know, the chemistry that I just shifted from the word gripping, which starts to do one chemistry to the uplifting, all of that starts to change the person.
Right.
Right. So, So number one is be connected. Number two is connect, make sure you connect to your intentions. Number three commitment is to really say and do only what it is you intend. So for example, if somebody wants to be uplifting, then again, I want to be uplifting so that I can bring inspiration to people and have a healthy life.
Yeah.
Right there, that's all intentional.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to stay out of, which I just was working with a client on as well, is he was saying, I want to finish this project before I go on a trip so I don't have to do X, Y, and Z. And what I did is I said, hang on a second, just say what you're wanting. And he's like, I want to finish this, I'm going to finish this project by March 12th. Right. So cutting off all of this other stuff about what he doesn't want, very, very important in the commitment to say and do only what is intentional.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a huge, huge part of it. And that is a process of really making sure that you're ultimately focusing on your intentions rather than your feelings, which is commitment number four.
Right. Right. And I could see how, I mean, all of us just living in those reactive mode, how then you would think that you have anxiety, that you have depression, that you have all of these things, when it's like, no, sometimes it is just a mind shift and learning those practices.
That's right.
And totally, I mean, just like you were saying, when you were saying gripping, I was like, oh, but then, you know, changing to uplifting, I mean, it totally changes the energy that you're feeling when you're saying those words.
And what you said, Devaney, is so important for everyone to know, because what can happen with these kinds of feelings, and they're in everything, right? You're at work, it's everywhere. You're at the grocery store. People can really get attached to them without realizing. It's like they can think they are the feeling. They can think that experience. And we just recognize them as patterns.
Right.
Because you might have walked by somebody that was emanating something like that. And then we've all been there, right? Yeah. Somebody walks in the room that you're kind of scared about or whatever. So this understanding of really believing that your intentions immediately start to shift you and that they will just carry you forward in the way that you want. This is how people can just skip over all of these issues with mental health and all of these things that are really more about a pattern than being in an intention. So just what you and I just did, you felt uplifting.
Yeah.
We both felt that shift. Imagine that you're doing that all day long until you don't even have to think about it anymore.
Right.
Yeah. That's what the commitments are about. And that's why I'm positive. That's why it went to the Wall Street Journal bestsellers list, and it was on Amazon top bestseller for 17 days in a row.
Yeah, it was.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it was. That's amazing. Yeah.
So people are choosing to commit to their intentions, and that is the fastest pathway through life to what it is that you want.
Right. Yeah. You also mentioned something that I think is also really important, is being able to get into a space where you identify like what I always say is like what belongs to me and what doesn't belong to me. Like what is, you mentioned like passing by someone, or someone comes into a room, or you're in a space and you're like, like the vibe in here is not right, or passing by a person, or even with your partner, of just being able to be in that space where you're just like, that doesn't belong to me. But I'm going to either help you through it, or I'm going to, you know, send good well wishes, prayers, whatever it is, right? To kind of distance yourself from that.
Well, and here's what I love, and I'm excited for everybody to learn in the commitments book, I just made it so simple and streamlined for people.
Yeah.
Is that what feels like even a greater upgrade on that, which is why I wanted to bring this forth to people, is that whatever you recognize, it doesn't need to belong to anybody. We could just go, you know, just like if you say, oh, somebody's cooking something, you're like, oh, frustration, that's occurring. You don't have to identify it. You don't have to put, like, we don't want to attach it to anyone else either.
Yeah.
The moment you're recognizing that, rather than resisting it, rejecting it, trying to go around it, what we want people to do, what we invite them to do in the commitments is to use it. So that moment where I go frustration, I go, oh, there's that. I want to use the power of that because negative emotions are very powerful.
Yeah.
And when you transform it and go, and here, I'll just do one right now. In place of frustration, I intend inspiration. Mm-hmm. Right. And now I just felt even my eyes started to lift a little bit.
Yeah.
The chemistry starts to follow because everybody loves inspiration. And now if I hang out with that, I've now taken something that I was trying to have to work around and now I'm utilizing it. And now I get to make it my own. And now I'm rolling around doing whatever I'm doing with inspiration.
Yeah.
And that's how powerful we are to transform these things.
So in that, just want to understand a little bit more. Yeah. So if you are, say, with someone who is frustrated, right, and you're recognizing this feeling that they're having, you're deciding not necessarily, I guess, I don't know, to feel it with them, but to transform it into inspire and then to share that with them or be that to them.
The moment I recognize it.
Yeah.
Right there. I'm going, oh, like it's just a regular process.
Gotcha.
Right? And here's the cool thing too. The more everybody does these commitments, the more they won't even recognize it, by the way, the more that when you're walking around and you've done that a bunch of times and you're already inspiration and your feedback loop will have that. Mm-hmm. However, we're in a dynamic world and we're in close quarters, especially more so. So the moment I recognize it, I'm going to start to shift it with myself first and foremost, because now, again, I'm masterful. I'm in charge of this reality experience.
Yeah.
Right there, that starts to emanate something within the environment.
Yep.
And it starts to shift it. And my partner, and this is what we do for each other. Depending on the scenario, sometimes I might say, oh, hey, honey, just wanted to let you know I was recognizing frustration and I just turned it into transformation. And you're welcome to join. Sometimes I might share that.
Sure.
Right. Sometimes I might say, honey, what are you noticing? And then have him, like, this is the kind of process that we can do to be like all in on the same page of something like that. So then he can go, well, I'm just kind of feeling frustrated right now. And I can say, well, so what do you want to turn it into? And then we're in a fun, creative process because he might say determination and whatever it might be. And you have a process where we're really getting to be collaborative together rather than the way that, where we're really getting to be collaborative together. Right?
Yeah.
There it is. I'm not adding anything else. That is it.
Right. That is it. Yeah.
Hopefully everybody saw that example of where I just shifted it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then, how I'm just thinking like two sides of like how that could be like really transformational with your children and being able to teach them these skills young, right? So they're growing these skills. But then also like we were talking earlier with clients and being able to just really tap in to what they got going on, you know?
Well, and here's the thing, Devonay, I feel like whatever it is that people are experts in and what they're serving in and what they're creating and helping their clients create, why I followed this calling in particular is because what I knew is this is underlying everything. This is all the human interaction that's going on. This is how reality is created.
Yeah.
And so absolutely, we're partnering with our clients. We are ultimately supporting the emotional process that allows them to bring forth the emotional and material reality that they're intending.
Right.
It's really powerful.
Yeah. It is really interesting too. When I grew up Christian. And so sometimes these thought processes of, it just seems like, I don't know, magic, or which is just like, just like so ridiculous. And I've learned, and praise be that I, you know, but just the fact of like how much intentional action can completely transform all the things and whatever that looks like, you know? And so that work that you're doing and really teaching people how to do that, I think makes for a better world. That sounds so cheesy, but like it does, it makes for a better your world, you know.
This is the purpose. I consider it cleaning up the environment.
Yes.
And the vision, Devin A, which is what I know everybody that's doing a business is here to evolve our society. Absolutely. That is what is true, no matter how, whatever anybody wants to think about it.
Yep.
We're here with that purpose. And for me, I did over the years, like, read all kinds of stuff, over 700 self-help books. I also grew up with religious training, and what I could see was it needed to be simple and boiled down for people. Because also, if we think of our religious training, there's so many stories, and stories teach us.
Yeah.
And I also want to make it so somebody in kindergarten can do the same process as somebody giving a presentation in a corporate organization or on Zoom, and somebody giving a presentation and maybe somebody in the audience is giving them the hairy eyeball or whatever. It's like, oh, you know, noticing judgment, and internally this person can shift it and go, you know, somebody's judging, and what do I want? I want them to be learning.
Yeah.
And a five-year-old can learn that same thing too, if he's having a difficult moment.
Yeah, right.
And so this is universal, and it's physics. So we're using physics, which is what creates everything as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a good point. If someone's listening and they're like, hi, you're talking about me, please help me. Where can they find you? And kind of what work do you do with clients?
Okay, got it. So often people come to us and they say, it's like you have some sort of a like video or candid camera on in my life.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, I know, because I know this life, right, and I know how to shift it. I know how to get elevated. You all can find us at drtracyinc.com, where you can learn that much more about emotional sensitivity and the strength and asset that it really is. I'm really feeling navigation to have everybody read the manifesto, particularly because that's really where they're going to feel that power for themselves.
Yeah.
And the way that we work with clients is we work with people who feel very purposeful.
Yeah.
So even if they're feeling their absolute most difficult struggle, that the truth is that a lot of the time that struggle is because they want to be in their purpose.
Right.
Yeah. So we work with people that are so committed to their purpose that they will learn how to live that as a way of being rather than just a job.
Yeah.
Right. And that way their business is just a vehicle of that purpose.
Right.
So we work with people doing intentionality training, and Devaney, it's typically a year, whatever level program somebody does, which we recommend what somebody needs.
Yeah.
Through a consultation where we learn about the person's reaction patterns, we learn what their intentions are. And over the course of a year, some of these types of transformations that I've just been doing,
right,
we help people know every single one of those kinds of emotional processes that are going on, and really condition that ability to just absolutely be completely intentional.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different lifestyle. It's a whole different existence.
Right.
And we do it for a year because through the course of a year, Devaney, everything that someone typically experiences shows up, right? Sure. Holidays, right. Winter, summer, tax time, you know, sunny day, cloudy day, somebody's wedding, somebody has a baby, whatever it is. And when you move through an entire calendar year of being able to recognize someone's reaction patterns and replace them and train in intentionality, it's an amazing transformation that really puts people on a track. And the different track is a reactive life versus an intentional one.
Right. Yeah. I love that. And also they can find your books.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if you go to Amazon and you go to Dr. Tracy Thomas, The Commitments, you'll pull up the Wall Street Journal bestselling book. And also the first book is The Method, which you can look up as well. And I think the books are both connected.
Perfect.
And just so everybody knows, the Commitments is very much about this training process. And the method has our training process in it, but it also has the story of how I made this transformation myself and for celebrity clients and things like that. So I'm excited for everybody to have it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Tracy, for being on the show. I have a lot to think about. I think it was just so needed. And I think, you know, part of the message is that one, what you're feeling is not wrong, first off. And it may be something that you didn't think, meaning it may not be depression or anxiety, but also how you can tap into it, learn about it, and then transform it into something bigger and better for your environment.
Yeah. I love it. Cause isn't that better than like getting help for depression? Instead, you're getting help for more determination or more inspiration or more navigation, whatever it is. I love this for everyone. And I know I'm super passionate about this.
Yeah. Right?
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be of service.
No, I'm thankful that you're on here. And thank you for everyone listening to the show, Savvy, Booked, and Blessed. And if you're a successful 6 to 7 figure entrepreneur who would like to be on this program, definitely reach out to us at podcast.prosavvyas.com. And if you are listening and you're like, I need to share this to all of my friends, please do. Please find Dr. Tracy and I on social media, and definitely share it to all of the people. All likes and reviews definitely go a long way, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks.
Bye, everyone.
6 to 7 figure Savvy, Booked, and Blessed. If you are a successful 6 to 7 figure female entrepreneur who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.prosavvyas.com/podcast/guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot on your phone and text it to your friend, or post it on the socials. If you know of someone that would be a great guest, go ahead and tag them in social media and let them know about the show, and include hashtag Savvy, Booked, and Blessed. I love seeing your posts and I love your guest suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss out on any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Give your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews. They definitely go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot to me and my team. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.